Well, a recent wave of layoffs in the automotive industry and tech industry has many worried about their job status. Joining us live for advice on how to be prepared is Bluestone Communications owner Christine McKenna. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. So if you're laid off suddenly, what is the first thing you should do?
Well, whether you're laid off, I think, or whether you're even worried that that may be coming, or even, frankly, for people who feel really secure in the job that they have, we at Bluestone think it is never the wrong time to start thinking strategically about the value that you bring and how you might communicate that to others. We think for the first step for those who might be facing this is just to get a plan. It can take a little bit of time, and it can be a bit worrisome, but get a plan. And oftentimes, the first step is just defining what it is that you want others to know as your brand. And that means thinking strategically, not only about the value that you've brought over the course of the career, but what you can do next and the value you can bring in your next chapter. And thinking strategically about that will help you define your brand and then get a game plan, your resume, your social media outreach, and then speaking also to those who might be in a position to help.
You know, I would guess that when we're talking about the recent wave of layoffs in the automotive industry, a lot of those were buyouts. If you take a buyout, does that affect you moving forward?
Well, each individual, that's going to be different, whether there is a non-compete agreement involved in that or whether it's an opportunity to possibly take a little bit of a breather before defining the next chapter. Those folks who are facing a buyout but still have a few years to contribute ahead of them may find themselves in a fortunate position to be able to wait until the market sort of sorts itself out and they can find their next chapter. But really, even in those circumstances, we're advising folks, whether they're executives or they're mid-career or people who are earlier in their own career, that it makes sense to be thinking strategically about this. We actually have a free tool in place on our website called the Disruption Preparedness Plan. Folks can go to that at our website, bluestoneexec.com, and download that to start thinking about what they need to get in place. And I'll just tell you, some of the tools are to think strategically about your brand and then getting your social media in order, understanding how to use your marketing materials like your resume and possibly a website if you're a creative type, and then very importantly, deploying your own professional network, whether it's allies who might be in a position to start helping you think about your next chapter, or whether it's more official contacts who might be in a position to provide a valuable reference.
And I thank you for the strategy tips, but I let me go back to that question about whether you took a buyout or not. I was curious to know if a future potential employer is turned off by the fact that you took a buyout. Does that have any bearing on it?
No, I don't think so. I think in this industry, this market, there is much more focus on the next chapter rather than the last one. And I know that the employers we're talking to are thinking about how they're going to leverage this workforce to get to the next chapter for their organizations. They're understanding that people are coming into the job market from all sorts of circumstances, whether it's a layoff, it's a buyout, or it's just people who think that they need to reposition themselves. We're not seeing from the employers we're talking to that that is having an impact on who they want to invite into their circle to help them achieve success in the future. Whether it's a buyout or not isn't going to have an implication. What they're focused on is what is the value that those professionals can bring to them.
Yeah, if you're good at something, you're good at something. And somebody wants you, you just got to be able to market yourself. Is Bluestone Communications involved directly with placing people in positions or strictly helping them strategize how to get to the new job?
Bluestone Executive Communications is focused on helping professionals communicate with impact in high-stakes situations. Actually, most of our work is focused on helping executives prepare for media interviews and high-stakes presentations like earnings calls and company pitches. But right now, we're finding that a lot of executives are coming to us asking us for help in positioning their own careers, because executives and professionals at all levels are really thinking strategically about that. So we're neither a placement firm, nor are we focused on helping others officially find their place in the new world. But we know a lot of folks are asking us for that assistance right now. And again, we're telling them the same thing that we tell our corporate clients, that it, just as a consumer product, wants to think about what brand it wants in the marketplace, so too do executives and professionals at every level need to strategically define what their brand is and then think very carefully about whether they're communicating that with impact. As a professional, if you're not aware of what your brand is, it doesn't mean you don't have one. It only means that you're allowing others to define it for you. And that's never going to be the best position. They won't be as generous as you would be. So think strategically about what your brand is, whether you're already laid off, you think you might be in a precarious situation, or even if you have a job you're comfortable in, it's always a good idea to be thinking about what is the value that I'm bringing, and am I doing my own career justice by communicating that strategically?
And where is Bluestone Executive Communications? What city?
We are located in beautiful downtown Birmingham, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. We coach clients all over the globe, either in person at their facilities or here in Birmingham, Michigan. And, of course, now that everybody's working virtually, we regularly work on six different continents, helping executives and really professionals at all levels communicate with impact when it matters most.
All right. And I just wanted to give people an idea where they can find you. But this is probably, I'm guessing by the title, outside of your bailiwick, the executive communications. But we also recently had, I'm sure you're aware of the Burger King situation where a franchisee just shut down 430 people suddenly out of a job. If you're not an executive, does all that you just said about your strategizing, you know, being strategic about positioning yourself moving forward, does that apply, I guess, downline, if you will?
You know what, Mike? It applies to everybody at every level of the job market, I believe. It's always a good idea to follow these, you know, basic tenets, knowing what value you can bring to a job, whether you're a line worker at one of the automotive facilities, you're working in fast food, whether you're someone who's in mid-management or an executive, understanding what value you can bring and being ready to go and share that with others. And finally, tapping into the network that you already have. We know that we all have a network to some extent, whether it's the people that we've worked with, whether it's family members, whether it's friends, whether it's people who may be in a position to hire us or people who may know those folks. No matter what level you're at, it's worthwhile to tap into that network. Start letting people know that you're interested, and all of this is highly scalable no matter which part of the job market you find yourself in.
Christina McKenna, the owner of Bluestone Executive Communications in Birmingham, thanks for the good information. Appreciate it.
Great to talk with you, Mike.
Thanks. Nice talking to you. WWJ News Times 940. Got to get to